all, I just want to extend a special welcome to all of you that are actually listening to us online. We have lots and lots of different people from, actually thousands of people from lots of different countries that are listening. So I just want to extend a special hello and thank you and welcome to our brothers and sisters out there in Singapore, Portugal, Nigeria, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom, Afghanistan, Japan, and the Philippines. We know that there is many more beyond that, but just a few to mention those. And for all of you that were in Salt Lake, I know you guys remember those wonderful brothers from Nigeria that were so awesome with their accents and their spirit and their enthusiasm. All very well educated. I got a message today from one of the doctors from Nigeria who said that they completely enjoyed themselves and that they'll be seeing us at Dynasty. So I cannot wait to see you guys. We've been really trying to get a hold of you just to say thanks for coming. Thanks for making that heck of a trick all the way over here to Salt Lake City, Utah, to be a part of that event. For those of you, I know that many of you are brand new hearing this call for the very first time. This is a live call. This is not a scripted out call that's done it the same way every single week. This call is completely designed to help support those entrepreneurs who are working home-based businesses from all levels. Home-based business. Some are just starting out. Others have been at it for a while. Many of them are six- and seven-figure income earners that are on this call and have brought you to this call. The point is to support you in the business venture that you are about to partake in. And we are not a part of any particular company as far as products that are going out to the customers. We are a support system for all of those entrepreneurs who are looking for guidance and direction, tips, technique, skill, the personal development that's necessary to be able to utilize good people skills and to be able to train and manage and motivate a sales force to break records, to make themselves known out there in the marketplace, to grab those bonuses, to be the best at what they are doing, and to train other people to do the exact same thing. And so for those of you that are hearing me for the very first time, I'm going to start with my disclosure. I'm half Nicaraguan, a quarter Italian, a quarter Irish, which means that my blood's a little bit on the hot side. When I get excited, I talk very fast and loud. So I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there up front. Please forgive me ahead of time. Don't judge the way I get excited and talk loud. I won't judge you for the way you talk. And the reality is if I were to go to school and learn how to speak properly, I'd probably put you to sleep like some of the speakers I've seen. So this is me. I'm just going to be myself. That gives you the liberty for you to be yourself. This is a safe forum where we could just be who we are and be the best that we could possibly be. And you're just unfortunately going to have to deal with it. This is being recorded, so tomorrow morning at DannyJohnson.com, you'll be able to hear it again. So if there's anything that was distorted, some sentences that got run in together, hopefully you'll be able to press pause on your computer so you can make it out then. But meanwhile, this is a free call to you, and so you really can't complain too much because it's free. So, you know, if you were paying the $300 that people pay for us to do these calls for an hour, then, you know, then you could complain. But you're not. It's free, so get what you can get and leave the rest of it out. Tonight, I'm going to talk about what you should be doing for the last week of this month. You know, we're in the last week of October, and there's a lot that can be done in that last week of October. You know, when I first got started in the industry, I was just a total failure. I was 19, didn't think I could ever make any big money, didn't think I could succeed in anything. Growing up in an abusive home kind of shaped my mind to believe that I was useless, worthless, going nowhere real fast. And my first 6 months in the business only confirmed what my childhood had shaped me up to believe. I was useless, worthless, going nowhere real fast. I couldn't figure this thing out to save my life, but I was very persistent and refused to give up. And then somebody taught me how, specifically. In fact, I changed my environment altogether. I went from an environment of surrounding myself with people that did not know what they were doing, had no idea where they were going, nor how to get there. They sat around really dissecting compensation plans and understanding products and things like that instead of actually talking to people and presenting the opportunity on a daily basis. So then I met somebody that every single day was prospecting anywhere from 30, 40, 50, 60 people a day, doing presentations every single day, signing people up every single week inside of his business opportunity and getting customers every single week. And so I went from the environment where I was working with people who are just dead in the water to working with a group of people that were like-minded, all moving forward, busting through barriers, getting over excuses, not whining, not murmuring, not complaining, instead doing something about their life instead of talking about doing something for their life. And so they, because of that kind of environment, man, I'm telling you, I exploded after my very first training seminar with this group. And we came back and we worked together, and I understood now the language of the business, understood the model, and knew how to work it. Came out of that and made $4,000 in just 8 days. And by the way, that was the last 8 days of the month of November. The entire month of November did nothing, but the last 8 days of November created $25,000 worth of sales volume out of thin air, literally out of thin air. From complete failure from April to the end of November to that very last week right after Thanksgiving, okay, making things happen. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Because it's happened for me more than once where I've had just a lame month, nothing going on, and came to a place where I was in a crossroad where I was going to continue whining about the results that I wasn't getting, to continue focusing on what wasn't going right, to the fork in the road being, hello, girlfriend, it's time to step up or you starve this month. That's really what it all boiled down to. Making a decision, I'm not having another bad month. I'm not going to let this month slip by like last month. And that's what it was. It was a decision that was made. Get the right kind of training. Put it to practice right away. Pretend like I know what I'm doing. Step up to the stinking plate and take a swing. And that's exactly what I did. So we wound up making $4,000 in that 8 days out of thin air, literally. Then the following check made over $11,000 and $15,000 and over $20,000, creating $250,000 worth of sales volume in 1 calendar month. Which was absolutely astronomical for a 20-year-old female with no prior experience and no believability at all. Decided to run off and get married, wanted to make some babies, and the guy that I married wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt. Gained 50 pounds as a direct result of getting married and having him leave me. Was totally homeless. He did this December 1st until the 13th. I was totally whining, murmuring, and complaining, and that's the day I became homeless. Because I was focusing on what wasn't going right. I was focusing on my mistakes. I was focusing on him and how bad he messed me over. I was focusing on my father and what a horrible job he did raising me. I mean, I was so focused on everything that was really bad. My intense focus was doing nothing besides creating more bad things for my life. And on the 13th, I went homeless. I'm not joking you either. I mean homeless. Totally, completely homeless. Like, you know what I mean? Living out of a car, sleeping on a beach. I was living in Hawaii. Thank God it wasn't Oakland, California. Being homeless and a female in Oakland probably is not the best thing for me, just like any other city. But I was literally homeless, not knowing where food was going to come from, not knowing if I was going to be violated that night and have the rest stolen from me that was in my car. I mean, we're not kidding here. This is a reality. And I allowed myself to get this deep into the pit of hell because of what I was focused on. Found a job as a cocktail waitress just, you know, around the 13th of that month while I became homeless. Barely made squat doing that. And on the 26th of December, decided to step up and change my focus. In fact, it happened Christmas Day where I got mad at myself for focusing on everything that was wrong instead of looking for one thing that was right. And on the 25th of December, I found one thing that was right, and that was the fact that I lived in Hawaii and people spent their entire life, you know, fortune to go there for a week, and here I was living there, and I convinced myself that, hey, this is by choice, not by chance. And the next day, started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. Now listen, this was December 26th. Here I am again, the come-through queen, which, by the way, was my nickname for a long time. The come-through queen, man. Here it is, last 4 or 5 days of the month. Nothing's happened for the whole month. In fact, everything got worse than it could ever have gotten. I became homeless. Cards necked out to $35,000 debt. I have $2.03 to my name. I find some bogus job, you know, that took 2 weeks to get training. And when you're training as a waitress, you don't get paid. The trainer gets the money. I mean, hello. last 4 or 5 days of the month. Here I am, all over again. I have a choice. Be the come-through queen or keep whining. You got that same choice. You're going to be the come-through king or queen, or you're going to keep whining. Choice is yours. Really is. I mean, here we are. We can make something happen the last few days of the month if we choose to step up and decide to make something happen. And so these last few days of the month, made $2,000 in a total of 10 hours. I had a full-time job. I worked nights, hello, 3 p.m. until 2:30, 3 o'clock a.m. Hello, that's a 12-hour shift. When did I sleep? For a few hours in the morning. And then just totally from, you know, a payphone booth, made things happen. There's no way that I was going to let that month go by being the loser of a month that it was in the beginning. And it really was just a focus change. That's all it was. It was a decision. It was a choice, not chance. I'd lived for 26 days by chance. And on the 26th said, enough is enough. And decided to focus on what I had going good for me, which was nothing. I found a payphone booth. I had this product in my trunk that I had purchased a month before my husband had drained my bank account. All right, I'll try and market this. Called the company, found out what I had to do to market it, and stepped up and made it happen. And that's sometimes what you got to do, man. We're here the last few days of the month, and we have a chance to step up and make a good choice. And when we step up and make good choices, we get good checks. That's usually what winds up happening. Or we choose to stay in a rut, choose to stay where we're at, choose to repeat the last, I don't even know what the date is today, I'll figure it out here in a second, let's see, 25th. Yeah, here we got 6 days left in the month. We can choose to make the last 25 days repeat themselves in the next 4, 5, 6 days. Got that choice. Or we have a chance to step up and say, I'm doing something different, I'm taking control right now. Because some of you that are brand new on the call right now, you have the chance to not repeat the last 10 years of your life. The last 10 years of going into debt. The last 10 years of being in a rut. The last 10 years of going, man, there must be something better to life than this. The last 10 years of looking for security and finding none. The last 10 years of putting up with bosses that you hate. The last 10 years of barely making it paycheck to paycheck. The last 10 years of telling your children, I'm sorry, we can't afford it. You have a choice and a chance. That from this day forward, you can say, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not going to live the next 10 like the last 10, and it starts now. That's always where it starts. It has to start now. Right now. So I started from that, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, the next month $6,500. By the end of that year, made $250,000. You know, my first 45 days working part-time made $18,000. Isn't that nuts? Hello? That's more than the average American makes working all year long, and the first 45 days I had in business starting from the trunk of my car made that much money in 45 days, $18,000 in 45 days. And the first year made $250,000. By the end of my second year, made my first $1 million by the time I was 23. 23! And I could tell you over and over again, man, there were so many times where I had bad months. Things weren't going right. Everybody said no, man. It was almost like I had leprosy or something. Something was wrong with me. I know you've felt that way before, but there are times when that happens. And the reality is when I finally said, enough is enough. That's it. Then all of a sudden, this focus came into play, went to work, and made things happen. So that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Because there's a couple of different people that are on the phone with me right now. And I hope to be speaking to you. Because this really is a chance. We're closing out 2004. Okay? We're closing out. We are 66 days away from it all being over. And some of you are saying, but you know, Danny, I just haven't done much with the first 359 days of the year. I'll wait till next year. Hello? No, man, you'll never get started with that kind of an attitude. You'll never make things happen if you're putting it off till next year. You'll never make things happen if you put it off till next month. It's about stepping up right now. It's about stepping up today. That's what this is. I hope this is a wake-up call for you. So, let me see. Here's what I have written down for you guys. Now, many of you, if you're new, this is my message for you. If you're brand new, either you've already taken a look at the opportunity or you've just gotten started over the last few weeks or whatever, if that's you, let me tell you something. It's time to step up. Now, listen, I am not a part of your company. I'm not a part of any of your companies. There's probably a couple hundred companies represented on this call right now. And I am not a part of any of them. I'm not any of your uplines. And guess what? I am an advocate of the people in the business world. I'm not an advocate of any one company. I'm not even an advocate of any one industry at all. But I'm an advocate of you, the people, as an entrepreneur in this great nation and the nations abroad that I mentioned earlier. I'm an advocate of the human race that I believe God planted in every one of us to be successful. I believe that every one of us has the absolute DNA to move mountains, perform miracles in the area of finances as well as the physical body. I believe that every one of us is equipped with the enthusiasm, the persistence, the adventurous spirit. Every one of us has the childlike faith that is necessary to succeed. And what's happened is that over the years of disappointment, disadvantage, and discouragement, we decided to settle into the three deadly D's instead of settling into desire that leads to focus, that leads to commitment, that leads to hard work, that leads to great success. And that very will that you had when you were young, that you said, I'm going to turn this world upside down and shake this sucker out and get all I can get out of it, somehow fell asleep in the dormant deadly D's. Disappointment, discouragement, disadvantage, dissatisfaction. That's what happens. And what I'm here to tell you is that you will be miserable for the rest of your life if you don't step up now. For the rest of your life, you will not be happy with the rut that you may or may not be in. For the rest of your life, you will be asking yourself, there must be more to life than a 9-to-5 job and a Blockbuster video. I do know this, if you were not meant to be a part of an opportunity to help you and your family advance to where you are called to be, where you belong, then I know this. You will continue to have that last bit of desire, the last bit of vision, die inside of you. Misery will set in. And misery loves company. And unfortunately, today, in this world, it's real easy to find miserable people. I'm not looking for people who want to stay miserable. I'm looking for people who want to step up out of misery and turn around and help some other people out of misery. Your family needs you to step up. Your family deserves for you to step up. Your community needs you to step up. There's too many hurting, lost, broke people out there for us to wind up with them. We need to step up, turn around and say, let me show you how to get out of that rut. Let me show you how to get out of that pit. Let me show you how to get out of that misery. Because I have found a way and I decided to step up and make something of the last years of my life. So if you're new, this did not fall on your lap by accident. And again, I don't make any money from you getting started. I am not in your business. I'm an advocate of the entrepreneurial spirit. My passion is restoring the entrepreneurial spirit. And there's too many people out there looking for security and dying without security. It's time to step up. 98% of the population dead or dead broke by the age of 65. That's the truth. 98% of the population, dead or dead broke by the age of 65. 2% are doing well financially. Only top 1% of all income earners are millionaires. That's it. Why? Because nobody's trying. That's why. Some people say 98%ers go, well, because it's hard. No, it's not. It's simple. It is very simple to get rich in America. There's no competition. It's very simple to rise up. It's whether or not you're willing to crucify your flesh that says, be lazy, sit dormant, don't dream, don't have a vision. I say, kill that thing that's talking to you. Because that's not who you were made to be. That's not who anybody was made to be. I believe that there's something inside of you saying enough is enough. I believe there's something inside of you saying we need more. We need to be out of debt. We're squeezed in our little house and we're sick of it. I'm tired of being sick and tired of clipping coupons. I'm tired of being sick and tired of not getting the right kind of medical care that we need because of money. I'm tired of being sick and tired of having no vacation year after year after year, or that the vacation is the family reunion that you pile the kids in the station wagon, you drive across the country. Eating wheat thins are on sale at Walmart. That's not what life is supposed to be. Now, I'm not a big advocate for, you know, all about riches and all that stuff. I've seen riches, in fact, in my own life, strangle me. I've also had the balance of it, where I kept my God first, my family second, and then my business, and had great joy in making great amounts of money, to take that money and, yes, have a great lifestyle, but also to turn around and help people who are poor, help people who are needy, help homeless people, bring medical supplies, empower people who want to go to other nations by giving them tens of thousands of dollars so they can do that. It's awesome. Money is a great tool. And the opportunity that you're in has it available for you to take advantage of it. So either you're that person that's scared to death to step up. You know, let's say that you started with your little consultant's kit. I don't, you know, who knows what your company calls it, but the bottom line, the little $25 position or whatever, the little spot. Let's say that you did that, okay? And basically you're scared, but you're too proud to admit it. Listen, between you and me right now, I can't hear you, but you can hear me. You're scared and you're too proud to admit it. Let me tell you something. Are you going to allow that fear of failure to overcome you for the next 2 years, the next five, the next 10? You must step on that fear and rise up. You must strangle that fear and step up. Because that is the only thing that is holding you back from making a strong commitment, a strong focus, to taking this thing that has landed on your lap to financial independence. So that when your daughter who worked so hard through high school says, I'm ready for Stanford, and you say, let's write a check. Instead of, I'm sorry, you can't go. You're going to have to start the little community college down the street because we can't afford it. I know that's not in your heart to do. So you must strangle the fear. You must stomp on the fear. And you must step up and make that commitment. Some of you are thinking that you need to find out all the facts first. Let me tell you something about that. Don't let your pride get in your way of receiving a gift that I believe probably God gave you so that you can get out there and make a difference in your life. You're thinking you need to get all the facts first. Let me tell you something. Are there people making money in the company? Yes. Then you can too. Are the products helping people and is there documentation of it? The documentation is always in those testimonials. Those speak louder than any double-blind or blind studies. The testimonials, it is affecting people's lives. If the answer is yes, then step up. But I need to understand the compensation plus first, Danny, before I get started. No. I'm sorry. But the reality is that if you are that kind of a person that wants to get all the facts first, let me ask you something. Last time you flew, did you ask that agent at United Airlines? Who put that airplane together? How it was put together? Do you understand the engine? Do you understand the hydraulic system? Do you understand the takeoff and landing? Do you understand every single part of that airplane before you bought that plane ticket? Or if you're going to join us in Honolulu, Hawaii in December? Do you have to get all the facts first before you jump on the airplane? No. Do you have to get all the facts first about the cows before you eat that steak? No. So let me tell you something. Don't allow pride or fear get in your way of taking advantage of getting started now. You and your family deserve it. And you and I both know, because if you're that kind of a person, you and I both know that people like you and me have struggled with that and maybe have gone into procrastination because of it. Let me tell you something. If you wait to get it all first, then you will wait to get all the facts first about how to be able to make it happen. A year is going to go by and your financial situation will be exactly the same. A year will go by, but your kids will be a year older. A year will go by, and you'll be a year older. A year will go by, and you may be further in debt while you're thinking about it. Step up. What is there to think about? You have a financial need, and here's a way to fill it. Get busy. Get started. You will learn as you go. You will earn as you learn. Number three, if you're the type of person that won't make a commitment because you're just not sure if it's really going to work, let me tell you something. It won't work without a commitment. You must step up first and give it your best shot. Give it 12 months. Give it 12 months. Can you give this opportunity, can you give this the same level of commitment that you've given your boss this year? Can you give this home-based business that has landed in your lap this chance for financial independence? Can you give this the same commitment, same focus, same dedication that you give your job 8 hours every single day? Can you do that? Now, I know you're not going to work your home-based business for 8 hours a day, but let's say you're going to work it 3 or 4 hours a day. It's a part-time job. What I am asking you is, can you give it the same level of commitment, same dedication, same focus, same spirit of excellence that has kept you in your job all these years? Because if you give this the same level of commitment, focus, determination, I promise you that the dividends that your business, your home-based business will pay you will far surpass what your job pays you. Far surpass. And you will create two incomes that are equivalent to each other than just one. But you can't see if it's going to work first before you make a commitment. You have to commit first before you see what the results are going to be. That's a choice you have to make. That's with anything. Could you imagine a farmer looking at the ground and he's looking at the soil and he's saying, you know, prove to me first that you will grow something if I put seed in you. Come on, show me first. That is saying to the wood stove right now that many of you are snuggled up around right now as I'm speaking to you, unless you're in Hawaii, of course, you brats. We will be there in a couple months, though. Let's say you're snuggled up to that, you know, wood stove, and you're sitting there staring at the wood stove, and you're saying, stove, prove to me first that you'll give me heat before I go cut down that tree to put wood inside of you. I know you're sitting there going, well, that's stupid, Danny. It's not how it works. Well, that's exactly how those who are looking at this business saying, well, let me see really first how it's going to work. I'll just try and see first before I give too much of a commitment. I'm not really going to buy that, you know, that top-level kit because I'm not really sure how it's going to work. Well, that's just saying I'm not going to go cut down any wood because I don't know if that wood stove is going to make me any heat. And I don't want to waste my time cutting down the wood if it's not going to give me heat. Business, hello, business is exactly the same. Commitment works either way. So you must give it that same kind of commitment that you give your job every single day. Put that same level of commitment into this, and I promise you, you're going to make an outrageous amount of money. It'll shock you. Number four, you may have told the person who shared the opportunity with you that you don't have the money. The reality is, if you knew you couldn't fail, if you knew that failure was not an option, you would already be going after it. That's the reality. Because if I told you, bring me $1,000 in the next 3 hours, and I will give you this $500,000 Rolls Royce that you could sell tomorrow and make at least $250,000 on that car. You're saying, but Danny, that's unrealistic. No, it is totally realistic. Because here's the reality. If you knew that you couldn't fail, if you knew you couldn't lose, and if you really believe that you had the chance to be one of those six-figure income earners, one of those people earning $100,000 plus a year, and that you could make that happen with a strong commitment this year, there's no doubt in my mind you can come up with $1,000 that you need to get started. There's no doubt. If you knew you couldn't fail, you'd be like my friends down in San Diego, Tom and Kim, who had to borrow the money for their first training seminar through DannyJohnson.com. Why? Because he made a decision. I have to step up. I have to make this work. I have no other option. You see, you have to make it that failure is not an option. And once you step up with that kind of commitment level, it is amazing what you can make happen. So, if you're brand new, I'm just telling you something. I don't benefit from you getting started at all. The person who invited you does. I don't. I am a multimillionaire in the industry who made millions of dollars in my early 20s. I'm now a mother of five with multiple income streams from the industry in six figures. And I'm telling you something. I don't benefit from it, but I will tell you this. I'm on a mission to restore the entrepreneurial spirit for all of us to step up, to stop allowing poverty into our homes, to stop allowing debt in our homes, to stop allowing our children with no visions and no dreams. Why? Because our parents don't have visions and dreams. I'm about let's step up to the plate, and give this the very same principles that we've given our jobs, and we will watch dividends pay. Why? How do I know this? Because this industry has created more millionaires than any other industry on the face of the planet. Every personality type has succeeded in this industry. CPAs can't say that. Attorneys can't say that. A lot of doctors can't say that. Every single personality has succeeded greatly, greatly, earning millions of dollars in this beautiful industry worldwide. So what's the difference between you who are just getting started, having all these emotions that you're having, and us who have gotten started and are now on the other side? It's just time. That's all it is. It's time, commitment, and work. That's it. So it's time to go to the next step. Let's say that you're at the very first position inside of your company. Okay, let's just say that. You're at that consultant level, or let's say you made it to that, you know, second level director place, and you kind of been there, camped out for a while. It's time to move up this week. Not in the next 30 days. It's time to move up this week. You remember how you got those first 8 people started? It happened within a few days. Step up this week. I want you to pretend like today's the first day. Do you know how to pretend? Marty from Virginia, I know you do, girl. Do you know how to pretend? We all do. It's about a decision. It's about a choice. It's about, hello, I am not letting anything stop me. I'm going to get 8 this week. And I'm not going to bed until the last day of the month. I will not go to bed until the last person has signed up. That is a fervor. That's a decision. That's a stepping up. And that's what needs to happen. Is it's time to move up this week. It's time this week to make it happen. How? Well, all you got to do is what others have done before you. Those who started from nothing and moved to millions, what they did, what did they do? They talked to people. They talked to people. But how, Danny? Well, instead of telling yourself that you can't, go tell someone about your business instead. Instead of telling yourself that I can't and I don't know how and it's just not working and if only I had this and if only I had that, what I'm telling you is this. Stop telling yourself that and use your mouth and your mind to present the opportunity several times this week. Just get in the mode of presenting your products and your company several times this week. That will automatically take the focus off of the wrong thing and put it on the right thing. And you will be amazed what will happen when you get tunnel vision on creating a success story for the rest of this week. You write this down. You become more of what you focus on. Did you hear that? You become more of what you focus on. So if you're focusing on the fact that you've been at the same level for a year or a month or a week or whatever, if you're focusing on you don't know what to say, how to say, or who to say it to, you will become more of what you focus on. But if you focus on what you want to become, if you focus on the tasks that are necessary to become it, guess what happens? you become it. If you want to become a great success, then start focusing on just that. And now the commitment comes in. Now the determination comes in. Now the skills actually rise up. You want to see your skill rise up in the next 10 seconds? Make a strong commitment to make it happen. And your skill level automatically increases by 100%. Let's say that you're already, check this out. If you focus on what you want and not what you don't want, you become like Barbara Allen out of Oklahoma. And Barbara Allen, for example, had been focused on some things from her past, focusing on a husband who had passed away, focused on some things that happened with the family, focused on some things with finances, focused on some business issues. She hired a coach and said, Danny, I need to get focused and I need to make some business happen. And we did. We focused on making things happen. And the first month was in the bonus pools for the first time. And guess what happened her second month? Bonus pools again. Isn't that exciting? That is phenomenal. Can you make that happen? Yeah. It was just all of a sudden out of nowhere, a focus that came from a decision, enough is enough, I gotta make this happen. Whatever you focus on is what you get good at. You become more of what you focus on. She began to focus on just getting the job done and recruiting, and oh my gosh, lo and behold, she wound up on the bonus pool. She's 62 years old. 62-year-old widow wound up in the bonus pool. Come on, what's your excuse? There ain't no reason why any of us can't do the same thing. Let's say that you're already at the top, and if that's the case, I'm scared for you. Don't get comfortable, because if you are at the top, there's only one place to go if you don't find another goal to climb. And that's the valley, which means you go down. Happens nearly every single time leaders stop doing the very activity that got them to the top, which is talking to people. New prospects, fresh new blood. Bringing in fresh new blood each and every week. And I've yet to see a leader who hasn't done this yet. I have yet to see somebody not do this. Including myself. I had done this myself. This is why I know this so well. So, if you are in that place, let's say that it's been months since you've gotten a bonus. Let's say, or years even. Let's say it's been a long time since you've talked to brand new fresh blood. Let's say it's been ages since you've done a presentation one-on-one with somebody, or invited five or six people to your home and did a presentation. Or let's say it's been months since you've actually presented it over the phone. Let's say that you've been in management mode. You're just there answering questions for your people. You're just there closing your people's people instead of brand new fresh blood. And I can tell you right now, your check is absolutely at a standstill. Because the only way it grows is if you grow. If you're adding new personal first levels, that's the only way it grows and continues to grow. It's all about the numbers. And if you stop the numbers, the checks start to be paralyzed. They stay the same. And then eventually, after a year or so, wind up going down. So this is what you need to do. If you're there, if you're at the top and you're comfortable, you need to go shock your group this week and get on that bonus chart. Come on, you know how to do it. Danny, man, it's been a long time. I'm a little rusty. I don't care. Step up. Either you can focus on the rust or you can focus on the rest of the week and getting on that bonus chart. Choice is yours, man. Whatever you want to focus on is what you'll become. So you can focus on, man, and I'm telling you, once you get yourself jump-started in that direction again, it is so exciting. Oh, it's so exciting sitting down and telling, showing people that plan, showing them the opportunity and making things happen. There's no thrill like that. In fact, I will tell you this. I've had checks over $100,000 a month, and I will tell you this. There's no thrill like getting that $15 sale. There ain't no thrill like it. None. The biggest checks I've ever had, there's not a thrill bigger than signing somebody up in my opportunity. There just isn't one. So go shock your group and show up on that chart. And go tell them, hey, listen, there's more competition for that chart this month. You think you got the sucker in the bag, you better wake up because I'm going for it. Come on, let's go. Let's have some fun doing this deal. Okay? Heck, shoot for number one if you can. You will gain major respect from that group. when they see you in the trenches fighting those battles like they do. Could you imagine, I want you to think about this for just a second, could you imagine if everyone in your active business, I'm not talking about the zeros, I'm not talking about the inactive, I'm talking about the 20% of the people that are on that on your printout. Could you imagine if everyone on your active business was reaching to do their personal best this month, this week? Could you imagine? Think about that for just a second. If everyone in your active business, whether it's 10, 20, or 2,000 that are active, if they were all reaching for their personal best this week, could you imagine the explosion that would come if they were all focused on the same thing, talking to people, fresh, new people, presenting the business to fresh prospects? Could you imagine them presenting the deal several times a day and by the end of this week just totally having outrageous results? Many of them grabbing those bonuses and being on the bonus pools and the bonus charts and winding up, you know, on the recognition charts. Could you imagine the celebration that would happen November 1st? Wow. Your check would blow your mind. Could you just picture yourself going to the mailbox and maybe expecting, I mean, there's a little bit of butterflies going on in your belly where, you know, maybe you're expecting a little bit of growth this month because you heard some success stories out of your field. People calling, I got 3 this month. I got 7 this month. I got 10. I got 40. I got 60. Right? Could, I mean, because, so you have a little bit of an anticipation, you know, for a little bit of growth this month. And lo and behold, you open that sucker up, you rip through that envelope. And instead, your team had an intense focus, and they created a frenzy the last few days of the month. And yes, yes, you did have growth. However, it wasn't just growth. It's explosive growth. It's out of your mind growth. We're talking a check that grows by thousands. Not a check that grows by $20 or $30 or $40, but a check that grows by thousands. All you need to do is get off the phone with me, get on the phone with some prospects, start presenting that sucker. Some of you are kicking yourself right now going, why don't I have my whole group on this call? And some of you do have your whole group on this call. Listen, let's get focused. Let's get out there and make the last 6 days of this month outrageous. It's an intense focus on one thing, fresh new blood presenting the business to them. Fresh new blood presenting the business to them. Going for the bonus charts. Going for the top recognition charts. It's all about focus and talking to people, fresh new blood, presenting the opportunity. You have a choice and a chance to make this an awesome month for you and everyone else around you. If you don't have your whole group on the call, it's going to be on tomorrow morning. Get them to the website. Have them listen to it and then call them back and say, are you in or not? Let's do it, man. Let's make it happen. Do you know how many thousands of people had a bad month until the last 3-4 days of the month and made a decision and stepped up and created out of thin air $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of sales volume? Go at it with all you got. And don't stop till midnight on the last day of the month. Go at it like your life depends on it. Because your life truly does depend on it. That's the fact. Your life truly does depend on it. Let me tell you why. Because if you wait a day or you wait a week or you wait a month, I can guarantee you that month turns into 2, turns into 3, turns into a year, turns into 2 years, turns into 5 years, turns into 10 years. And there you are, never had accomplished the thing that you had set out to do. That's why today is the day to step up and create a frenzy. To take the focus off of what hasn't been going right and to now become what you are focusing on, which is a lean, mean prospecting machine. Are you with me here? I'm not kidding you guys. I'm telling you, let's have a massive explosion this month. Listen, when I see you guys at Creating a Dynasty in a couple weeks, you know, at November 12th, 13th, and 14th, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear from you that you stepped up and your team stepped up and you guys took it to a level that has never experienced before. And all it is focus. Come on now, I remember one month I was 20 years old. I had, it was my second month. I was coming into another zero. 2 days left in the month. 2 days at the end, and I had, everyone said no. Some people said I'll think about it and never called back. I actually believed them when they said they'd think about it. And here it was, man. I had written down my goal that month was to do $25,000 in personal group volume, and I had zero, absolutely nothing going for me. And oh my gosh, I got mad. Absolutely got mad. I said, no way, man. Done deal. I wrote it, man, I just wrote it big on my calendar. Done deal. I'm making it happen. I didn't focus on the fact that, oh, we only have 2 days left. I didn't sit there and focus, I mean, because, hello, for the first 20, you know, whatever many days it was, this is January, and there's 31 days in January, so this was the 29th of the month. I didn't sit there going, for 29 days, everyone told me no. I had 475 people say no. Do the products really work? I'm not really sure. Am I the only idiot that sees this? I'm a girl. That's how come it's not working. I can't do this. I focused on everything stupid. And then on the 29th of January, I decided, enough is enough, man. Done deal. I'm doing it. And I stepped up on the 29th. And it was hello, 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 hello. At night. Grabbed the big stack of people that I had collected order, you know, applications from that never even paid. Called every single one of those people, and I just got on the phone and I said, hey, listen, Tammy, here's the deal. Has anything changed in the last 3 weeks since I talked to you? No, it hasn't. Did you tell me your financial situation has not changed? No. What makes you think it will change in the next 3 weeks? She goes, it's probably not. Great. Let me tell you what I got going on. Here's the deal. Right now, I will be in contact with all the people that I've seen for the month. I'm looking for one person out of all of them to be at the very top of this new sales organization that I am putting together. And who will be at the top of the sales organization will benefit from every customer and every representative that gets started from the life of this business, moving forward, starting on February 1st. There's a qualifying and effective month. I'm looking for someone to step up at the top director position and bring me people by the close of business tomorrow at midnight. Whoever brings me the most people and steps up to this top position is going to be at the very top of this entire sales organization. So, are you in or not? And guess what Tammy said? I'm in. What do I have to do? I need your credit card number. I need your address of where you want this thing shipped up to. And I need you to bring me some people for me to talk to before for the last day of the month. And then bottom line is I'm getting on the phone with Jim next. I'm going to give Jim the same exact opportunity. Whoever brings me the most between the two winds up on top of the entire sales organization. That's basically how that goes. She's like, I'm in. She gives me her credit card. Called Jim, said the same thing. Jim, just got on the phone with Tammy. Has anything in your financial, anything in your job changed over the next 2 weeks since I talked to you? No, not at all. Okay, great. Let me tell you what I got going on. I don't want you to miss out on this thing, but we're coming at the end of the month. I'm looking for a project to focus on. I'm going to put one person at the very top of this entire sales organization that I'm building over the next couple of days. Whoever steps up at this director position and brings me people by tomorrow at midnight will wind up on top of the entire business. Every customer that any of them bring in and any rep that any of them bring in will wind up benefiting that person at the top for the life of this sales organization. I'm not guaranteeing you anything. I have another 40 people to call. Whoever steps up first has the best chance of being on top. Tammy has just stepped up to that director position, and she's working on bringing me some people by midnight tomorrow night. Are you in or out? You want to play ball or not? Guess what Jim said? I'm in. Hello? By the end of the next day at midnight, created $35,000 worth of sales volume on the telephone, all on the telephone. Did this again the following month. $65,000 worth of sales volume on the phone last 2 days of the month. So, you may have been deceived to believe that something was wrong with your business this month if it wasn't going the way you thought it should go. I am here to tell you something. Here's the truth. The truth is, that's how sometimes it just goes. And often it's just a test by a wicked enemy to see if you'll be deceived or you'll step up and say, forget that, man. I got days left. I'm making it happen. And you keep the faith and the focus and you work it out this week and you make things happen. So that's my message, guys. we can make this absolutely explode. I want emails, you guys telling me what bonuses you stepped up to, what hindrances you overcame, what obstacles you stomped on, what lies you tore down and decided to step up and make things happen. Some of you, it'll be a big deal for you to talk to 10 people by the end of this week. Others of you, you know better. It's not a big deal for you at all. But what needs to be a big deal is you grabbing those bonuses. Listen, I want you to get a raise this month, and isn't it awesome? Isn't this awesome? Come on. In your business, you're the one that determines the raise. Isn't that awesome? You are in charge of whether or not you get a raise this month. You're in charge. But you ain't in charge at your job whether or not you get a raise this month. You're not even in charge to see if whether or not you get laid off. But in your business this week, you can choose to get a raise. It's totally up to you. You want to step up to the plate and earn that raise, it's totally up to you. So let me just end this with this. Creating a dynasty, for those of you that are graduates, you're the only one that qualified for that seminar. You're the only ones. That is an advanced training seminar. There is a lot that's going to go on with that. If you want information about what we mean by advanced, go to the website, DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com. It's November 12th through the 14th. Listen, guys, if you're already a First Steps graduate, we've already got, in fact, the seats are really filling up really, really fast. In fact, we're three people away from hitting what we originally thought we would have. So, yeah. So here we go. It is going to be absolutely phenomenal. Six- and seven-figure income earners will come out of Creating a Dynasty November 12th through the 14th of 2004. We will be talking about who those people are in 2005. Do you want to be one of those? Then you need to be there. Do you want to learn how to motivate a sales force? Do you know how to develop team loyalty? Do you want to know how to develop strategies that would cause your team to move into momentum and stay there? Do you want to know the intricacies of working with people and how to create loyalty with those people, how to create long-lasting relationships that will stand the test of the storms of life, that will stand through the earthquakes that happen in business? Do you really want to know how to solve problems inside of a sales force quickly and effectively? And do you want to know how to armor yourself with the things that are necessary to create a shield between those things that try to hurt your business and your sales force? Do you really want to understand and know this profession that you have chosen to get involved with? Then you got to be at Creating a Dynasty. Those of you who have not yet graduated from First Steps to Success, you're not qualified to go. We're sorry, you're going to have to wait till next year. But you can become a graduate of First Steps to Success in Honolulu, Hawaii in December. I believe it's the 17th and 18th, or it's the 18th and 19th. It's a Friday. I mean, it's a Saturday, Sunday. We are ditching Christmas, man. We're done. We're not doing the tree thing. We're not doing any of that. We are taking our kids to Hawaii for vacation. And while we're there, we are doing a First Steps to Success training seminar. Hey, listen, man, are you done with all the stress, hustle, and bustle of all that stuff that has to do with Christmas that man has created to be the most ridiculous, stressed-out time of the year? Well, if you are, and if you want to go and you want to rest in who the season was all about, come to Hawaii with us. We're going to have a blast while we're there. It's going to be a powerful and profound seminar. If any of you know people who have sales forces in Hawaii, please contact our office. Email us and let us know if you know companies or sales forces have large teams over there in Honolulu. It would be awful for them to not know that there was a seminar coming to their city and they did not know about it because they were not on our list. And so if you care about those people out there in Hawaii, please let them know this is a chance where they can really get a college-level education in their business and absolutely explode just like all these other people have had. So please help us out and help those Hawaiians out there. Next week, call will blow your mind. Next Monday night, same time, same place, it'll blow your mind. Do you know and understand your business model? That's the question I have for you. Do you know the difference between quick growth and long-term consistent residual income and how to be able to execute both at the same time? If you want to know the answer to those questions, be on next week's Monday call, November 1st. Also, next week will be the first, for those of you that this applies to, some of you it doesn't apply at all, deafen your ears now, if this, I'm not trying to offend anybody or anything like that. We're launching the first DaniJohnson.com Christian-based call. It is spiritual equipping for your personal and professional life. The first topic next Monday, and the call starts at 5:30, goes until 6:30. If you want to be on the list on for the Christian-based calls for spiritual equipping for personal and professional, for your personal and professional life, we have a separate database that we are building for that, that I'll be able to talk with you guys, equip you guys outside of the normal business database. Then go to the site and look for the link for that, for the Christian link, so that you can sign up for that and get a hold of all of that. Now, we have lots of people that are not of that faith who plug into these, who had significant help in their business, in their spiritual life, and the spiritual part of their business life, because it's a huge part of success, the spirituality, there's no question about it. We have Hindus that plug in. We have Buddhists that plug in. We have everything you could imagine, people from the New Age movement that plug in, that plug right in to that, to those calls that we've done in the past for other companies, and I highly recommend that you do that, that you plug in if you want help in that way. It's very foundational. And then for those of you needing help specifically about your business, there are the North Carolina CDs that you can get from DannyJohnson.com and the script book. Those are two vital foundational things to start with if you're starting out there in your business. There are 10 set of CDs plus the script book that has two more CDs with it. Between those two, that is foundational for you to get started on the right step, going in the right direction, right from the get-go until you can get yourself to a first step to success, which is coming up in 2 months. So anyway, God bless you guys. I pray you have a prosperous week. Go get those bonuses. Go raise your level of commitment. Do more than you did the week before, the month before, and months before. And shock yourself when you just focus on what you want to become instead of focus on what you're not becoming. So God bless you, and I can't wait to talk to you guys next week. See you soon. I'm going to open up the lines. Everybody say goodnight, and God bless you.
Bye.